The city of Norwalk, Connecticut was originally settled in 1649. It sits on the coast overlooking the Long Island Sound and is split right down the middle by the Norwalk River, which empties into Norwalk Harbor. I know, creative names, right? Guarding the harbor, like a team of stone sentinels, are three islands. There are others, of course, but these three are the largest along the coastline, and they form a sort of wall between the sound and the city. If you look at them on the map, Shimmin Island is on the right side, Shea Island is in the middle, and Sheffield Island is on the left. Each of the three islands is roughly 50 acres in size, give or take. And they're beautiful, no doubt about it. As beautiful, I guess, as any North Atlantic island can be. And Sheffield has the added benefit of having a quaint antique lighthouse on the southwestern end. It's very picturesque. Sheffield used to originally be called Winnipeg Island. Like a lot of places in New England, it started out in the possession of a Native American tribe and was sold off to a European. In 1804, a Revolutionary War veteran by the name of Captain Robert Sheffield purchased the island and gave it the name it still maintains today. He only lived there for a while, from what I can tell, but we do know that Sheffield loved music. Folks who tell his story say that he was known to play an instrument similar to a violin, but with a more haunting sound. It could be heard by anyone who was traveling toward the Sheffield home, soft and otherworldly. Whatever the instrument was, the music stopped just 3 years after Sheffield bought the island, when he passed away in 1807. His son-in-law, Gershom Smith, inherited the island, and in 1826, he built the first lighthouse there with the help of the U.S. Treasury Department. It was Gershom's son, Nelson Smith, who encountered the most tragedy on the island, though. One of the things that Smith did was build a number of additional structures around the lighthouse. He built a barn, a place to store corn, even a hotel of sorts that they called a house of entertainment. And he built all of this out of the local stone he found there on the island. In 1832, Smith was loading stones into his boat to move to another location when he slipped and fell. He drowned, most likely a result of hitting his head and passing out. He was just 27 at the time. Today, the island is part of the larger Stuart McKinney Wildlife Preserve that spans a few of the islands there. Tourists occasionally travel to see the old light and experience being off the mainland. But in the autumn of 1991, something odd happened. An archaeology student named Karen Orowski was working on Sheffield Island, compiling a history of the area as part of her degree program. She was there on a daily basis. She would dock her boat, conduct the research for the day, and then take the boat back home. Day after day, this went on without incident. And then something changed. One day, while approaching the island by boat, she heard music. It was soft, almost otherworldly, she said, but it was clearly coming from the direction of the island. After docking, though, she was unable to find the source. She would frequently hear other noises during her time there as well. A faint, barely audible cry for help. The blast of a foghorn on a perfectly clear day. The wind that whistled through the trees without moving a single branch. She even felt cold spots while standing in the warm sunlight. And all of these events were unexplainable. And all of them remain a mystery to this day. Oddest of all, though, were the stones. According to her, she would leave the island by boat at the end of each day and return the following morning to discover that things had changed. Specifically, stones that had been randomly littered across the coast would be found rearranged into clear patterns. Some were placed in the shape of a ring, while others were lined up straight. Once, they even resembled the beginning of a stone wall. Faulty short-term memory, or the ghost of Nelson Smith, still hard at work on another project? We'll never know for sure. What we can be certain of, though, is that Sheffield Island is a place where the past floats very close to the present. And if you lean into the wind, you just might hear it. Thank you.